E-Lin Illustrated Classics, Alexandre Dumas' The Three Musketeers, adapted by Jan Fields. Chapter 1. D'Artagnan. The young man sat tall and proud on his yellow horse as he entered the town of Meung, France. His hand rested on the hilt of his sword, and he kept a sharp eye out for anyone who might mock him or his horse. The horse was a gift from his aging father. It was old and skinny and very yellow, with a bald tail. The horse hung its head below its knees as it walked, as if constantly ready to stop and graze. The sight of the stiff young man and the tattered horse brought a few smiles, but no one dared offend the fierce young man. The young man was headed from the southern town of Gascony to Paris, with hopes of joining the king's musketeers. He carried a letter from his father, who had known the captain of the musketeers when they were both young men. The letter urged Monsieur de Tréville to help his son however he could. As D'Artagnan climbed down from his skinny horse, he heard the clear sound of laughter. He looked around sharply and caught sight of three men. A tall, dark-haired nobleman looked directly at D'Artagnan's horse and said something to his friends. The men laughed rudely. D'Artagnan stormed over to them. "Do you laugh at my horse?" he demanded. The nobleman looked down his long nose at D'Artagnan, examining him from boots to beret. Finally he said, "I laugh little enough, but I will laugh when it suits me." D'Artagnan drew his sword and shouted, "But it doesn't suit me." The nobleman merely turned to walk back toward the inn. D'Artagnan dashed after him, but was stopped when the nobleman's friends attacked him. They walloped him with a shovel and a stick until they had knocked him unconscious. The innkeeper sent servants out to carry the young man inside. They placed D'Artagnan on a bed and wrapped a ragged bandage around his head. Then the innkeeper hurried to the nobleman's side.
"Are you safe and sound, Excellency?"
he asked. "Perfectly," the man said. "Seeing a hothead bashed about does me a little harm. Will he recover?"
"He will," the innkeeper said. "He even rallied enough to call out challenges to you. We went through his things. He has enough money to stay in our care for a bit, and he carries a letter from Monsieur de Tréville."
The nobleman looked at the innkeeper sharply.
"Are you sure?"
"Oh, yes," the man said. "The letter is tucked in his cloak in the pile of his things in the kitchen."
"Thank you," the nobleman said. "Please, get my horse."
And so the nobleman prepared to leave after a quick visit to the inn's kitchen. D'Artagnan rallied enough to stagger to a window, intending to demand the nobleman meet him in a duel. He saw the nobleman on his horse talking to a beautiful woman in a carriage. D'Artagnan was so distracted by the young woman that he forgot everything else. He leaned far out the window for a better look, and was able to hear a bit of their conversation. "Go to England, milady," the nobleman ordered. "Notify His Eminence immediately if the Duke of Buckingham leaves London."
"Is that all?" the woman asked.
The nobleman passed her a box.
"There are other instructions in here. Do not open it until you've crossed the channel. Now go."
"And you?" she asked.
"Paris," he said.
Then he turned his horse and galloped down the road with the woman's coach quickly leaving in the opposite direction.
"Paris?" D'Artagnan said as he sank to the floor. "I will find you in Paris."
D'Artagnan's wound healed quickly, but his temperament improved little. He found his letter missing and rushed around the inn yelling and flashing his sword.
"Oh, monsieur," the innkeeper moaned, shaking. "The letter was surely taken by the man you challenged. He seemed very upset when he heard about Monsieur de Tréville."
"Then he is a thief, and I will find him in Paris," D'Artagnan said, mounting his yellow horse and riding away.
Just outside Paris, D'Artagnan sold his horse and entered Paris on foot, intent on seeking out Monsieur de Tréville.